going into you. It seems as, it looks like it's going into your head. I think it's going into your head. Oh, it's definitely going into your head.
Now, join me at a tremendously exciting moment. I'm making a podcast. Now, I know what you're thinking there. So there's no need for me to voice it in any way whatsoever. Basically, we both know what's going on here. So let's not waste time and energy repeating people's thoughts, because there's no point having the ability to read minds psychically if you're just going to voice it then through your vocal cords. That's like receiving an email and then telephoning the person to tell them that you got the email and then discussing exactly what's in the email. You wouldn't do that, so we won't do that. So suffice to say, I know what you're thinking, and I've noted it. So there you go. Anyway, it's into your head, number 123. Now, it's a very tremendously exciting week for us in the podcasting world. You can now download Into Your Head wirelessly through the telephone cellular internet work from anywhere in the world, as long as you have an iTelephone and as long as the shows are under 10 megabytes. Which they are now. They're all under 10 megabytes. So you just go in and get your iPhone update, and then go in and do stuff. And you never have to use your computer again. You can put your computer in the bin, as far as I'm concerned. Although you'd be better off sending it to a proper recycling facility. The first thing they'll do is take off the plastic casing and turn that into a plastic bin that they use for recycling. And they'll give it to someone, and that'll be their recycling bin, and then someone will put a computer into that, which all seems a bit pointless if you ask me. Now, you join me at a tremendously exciting moment. I'm about to walk up the stairs. Now that moment has passed. I'm no longer about to walk up the stairs. I'm now walking up the stairs. So the exciting moment, the moment of anticipation in which I was about to walk up the stairs, has passed. It's now history, as is the walking up the stairs thing. But I'm in an echoey room, so that's another distraction now. The show probably sounds a lot more echoey than it usually does. That's because I'm in an empty room. Well, it was empty before I came in. It's no longer empty. As soon as I enter the room, it becomes full of me. Well, not completely full to the brim. I don't fill the whole room. If I did, that would be a cause for concern, either for my health or for the saleability of this house, given if the room was that small that I could fill it to the brim with me, that would be bad. Unless perhaps it was just because I was carrying too much load, wearing excess clothing that filled up the whole room, then that would be a problem that could be easily resolved, possibly with the help of a good clinic. So there you go. Now I see there's a jumping monkey hanging on the wall here. I didn't know until recently that those are called jumping monkeys, but I happen to notice that Leo Lepore has a podcast called Jumping Monkeys, and there's a picture of one of them in his logo, and it looks like this thing that's on my wall. So I now know that that's called a jumping monkey. Basically, it's a soft toy monkey that's hanging on a bar that's attached to a piece of string, and it's very entertaining for young children apparently. You can make the monkey appear to jump. It's not really jumping, it's being thrown up and down by a person and the forces of gravity, although I suppose that's what jumping is. If I jump now, it's only because of the forces of gravity interacting with energy that I make, or energy that I transfer, because you can't make energy. Tell that to the manufacturers of Red Bull. You can't make energy. Energy exists and never dies. You can't create energy. It's there. You can only transfer from one place to the other. So basically, tasty. Red Bull manufacturers are no better than the manufacturers of so-called water. They're just getting the water from somewhere and putting it in the bottles. The same with Red Bull. They're getting that energy from somewhere and capturing it in a can and then selling it to us for €8 per litre. I don't know if you noticed, I just coughed. I could probably edit that out if I was so inclined. But I can't edit it out now because I mentioned it. If I edited out that cough, then this piece here where I'm talking about the fact that I just coughed would make absolutely no sense to you whatsoever. You wouldn't know what I was talking about. You'd hear me saying, "Oh, I just coughed." And you'd say, "What's he talking about? I'm not aware of any cough that's just happened." Unless he can describe it to me adequately in such a way that it informs me as to what his cough was like. But I can't do that. I'm not frigging Stephen King. I can't describe things that well. So I'll just have to leave the recording of my cough in, as I've just did. I assume I did, anyway. I assume the future me decided to leave it in. If not, he's an idiot, as far as I'm concerned. It's time for our occasional book review. So here we go. I've got a book here called Abnormal Psychology by Alan Carr. It's one of my wife's college textbooks. But I've just noticed inside, stuck inside the book between page 156 and 157, there's a sealed copy of The Twits by Roald Dahl. So we have a problem here. We have a conundrum. I don't know which book I'm supposed to read. I suppose I should go in and have a look at this, The Twits, because it's still sealed in plastic. It's never being opened or read. Possibly other copies of it have been read somewhere in the world, but this particular copy, as far as I know, has never been read except by the test reader in the factory, presumably, who reads through it and checks spelling mistakes. You're allowed a quarter of spelling mistakes when you write a book. You're allowed 2 mistakes per chapter, so that's fine. You have a quality control person at the publishing house who takes every 10th book that comes along the conveyor belt to take it out and check the spelling. So hopefully that's okay. Now, I'm still trying to get this out of its plastic. Hold on a minute. I'll try a spoon. Cutlery is always good for this. There you go. Now it's coming. So we have Roald Dahl, The Twits. Let's see what this is about. There's something called the Muggle Monkeys and the Roly Poly Bird and Mr. Twit and Mrs. Twit. Now there's a lot of pictures. There's a picture of Roald Dahl looking very old, with no hair, except on the sides. He's got hair on the sides of his head, but none on the top. So that proves to me that he's a fraud. He tries to make out that he's naturally balding, but he's not. He's able to grow hair on the sides of his head. He just chooses to shave the top of it. Looks like some sort of monk. He looks like an old version of Andy Kaufman. So I think we've solved the mystery there. Roald Dahl was Andy Kaufman. So Andy Kaufman faked his death and came back as Roald Dahl and lived until the late 1980s, and then he died, which is unfortunate. To die once is bad enough, but to have to die twice after making a career for yourself all over again as a children's author, that's just tragic. Mrs. Twit gets a stretching. Mr. Twit led Mrs. Twit outdoors, where he had everything ready for the great stretching. He had 100 balloons and lots of string. Now there's a picture of some balloons there. Let's see if this is accurate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I make that about 25 balloons. So this Quentin Blake guy who illustrated the Roald Dahl books, he or she was a fraud too. I presume it's a he. Quentin is a man's name, unless it's allocated to a woman. If that occurs, then it's a woman's name. It's just like my name. My name, Neil. If I was a woman and my name was Neil, that wouldn't mean I was male. It would mean I was female. The name doesn't determine the sex, but there is a basic tradition of giving certain names to women and certain names to men. There are certain transsexual names available, but most people don't use them. Not that there's anything wrong with them, it's just that they're not. There's not very many of them being invented. You could probably get a book of transsexual names if you wanted to. If you wanted to pick your child's name, but didn't want to know what sex yet, then you could have a transsexual name and use that. But why would you want to do that? If you're the type who doesn't want to know the sex of your child, because you don't want to ruin a surprise, then why would you want to know its name in advance? That's just contradicting yourself. That's like if you come in the door and you say, hello, it's raining outside, and then you go out the door and face yourself and say, no, it's not raining outside. That's what contradicting yourself amounts to. So that's what you're doing. So anyway, that's Roald Dahl's The Twits. Now, I wasn't going to review that, it's just I was inside a copy of Abnormal Psychology. So we've been distracted by this dead bastard who wrote children's books. Let's see. Abnormal Psychology by Alan Carr. Now, I happen to know he's dead too. He died from some sort of cancer or something. Unless I'm confusing him with another guy, who I may well be. I don't know. Is he the same guy who wrote the How to Stop Smoking books and then died of lung cancer? I don't know. Possibly. Epidemiology and Classification. Axis 1, Clinical Disorders. Axis 2, Personality Disorders. Now, Clinical Disorders, that's when there's something wrong with the clinic. It's got either a bad queuing system, or there's something wrong with the vending machine, or the toilets aren't cleaned on a regular basis. Now, this is deemed to affect people's mental disorders. But if they're going to a clinic, they already have a mental disorder. So I suppose they're being made worse, which probably isn't what clinic is supposed to do. Although nobody ever said that a clinic was meant to make people better. It was meant to treat people, but not necessarily to make them better. If you have someone with a personality disorder who's being convicted of 10 murders and you want to stop them wanting to commit murders, then perhaps in some cases it might be better to encourage them to become senile so they forget how to find their axe and their knife and go around wielding it. So they basically forget to murder people. They still have the compulsion to murder. It's just that they once they have an idea about who to murder, they forget about it a minute later. So there are negative treatments available. Anyway, this is a fine bloody book, as far as I'm concerned. The only problem with it is that it's €18.28, and you can only get it in the bookshop in my wife's college, and you're not there, as far as I know. So there you go. That's the book review.
La 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 la. I have 3 cats and they're great and I love them all equally, but especially Kofi. But she happens to be a little slut. Seems that she's pregnant. She went out and got her nut. La 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 la. I think that she's gonna have kittens. She'll probably have about 10 because she overindulges in everything. La 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 la. Kofi is a slut. But we'll get over that, because she's going to give us kittens, and she's getting fat. Kofi is a slut, but we can get over that. La 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 la. I hope she has 10 kittens. I'm going to keep them all. We're going to overrun the house, and Neely's getting tall. La 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 la. Which doesn't really have much to do with kittens or cats at all. But then I just realised that all would rhyme with all. La 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 la. Kofi is getting fat. La 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 la. Kofi is a little slut of a cat. La 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 la. She took it up the pipe hole and now she's having kittens. La 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 la. Kofi is a slut, but we love her anyway. I hope she has multicoloured kittens, like she is herself today. La 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 la. I have 3 cats, I love them all equally, but especially little slutty catty Kofi.
I have to say, I'm not very happy with the way today's show is going. That's not to say that I'm disappointed with any of the political directions in which it has gone. It's just basically the overall quality isn't very good. It seems to be me walking around the house, testing out echoey rooms, and holding a cat as I am at the moment. I'm holding a cat at the moment. I'm using a hands-free recording device, so I'm able to hold a cat. Hello, cat. You're a cat, and I'm holding you. You're on my podcast now. Now, the cat isn't very happy about it, so I'm going to let her go. I'm going to put her down on the floor. I don't mean to say I'm going to execute her in the way a vet does. I just mean I'm going to place her down on the floor. I didn't mean I'm going to put the cat down. I don't put cats down, even though it's probably legal in Ireland. You're allowed to run over a cat and not stop and not tell the police. That's the law here. Absolutely fucking disgraceful as far as I'm concerned. Now, it's not compulsory. I know what you're thinking there. It's not compulsory to go out and find a cat to run over, but it might as well be if you don't have to report it. It's pretty much the same as running over a bottle, except you don't get a puncture unless you happen to run over the cat's claws. So that's why we let our cat's claws go for very long here in Ireland. The cat here, for example, who I've just been holding, has 8-inch claws. Now, they're designed iceberg style, obviously, so you only see the tips of the claws, and the rest of the claw goes up through her leg. Now, you have to be careful if it goes too far internally, that could pierce one of the internal organs of the cat. So we try and make sure that doesn't happen, using what little veterinary skills we have. And when our own veterinary skills run out, we go to a proper vet who does the rest of the job. So that's a little cat care information for you.
Don't miss the 124th episode of Into Your Head, coming up later this week. It's the Into Your Head Blind Cola Bible Wars Taste Challenge Special, and it's guaranteed to do exactly what it says on the label, so don't miss it. If you do miss the Into Your Head Blind Cola Bible Wars Taste Challenge Special, you'll have to travel back in time and not miss it, or else download the podcast to your computer or iTelephone. And while you're waiting for someone to invent time travel, visit Into Your Head online voicemail system and Stalker's Forum guestbook at intoyourhead.com. Anyway, watch out for the Into Your Head Blind Cola Bible Wars Taste Challenge Special coming this week on your worldwide Electro Inter Network.
I think I know what will revive this show and up the quality, because it's sadly lacking today. As I believe I've mentioned, today's show is crap. Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, he's going to have a crap. Well, that's not true. We don't have craps on this show. But we do have a regular occasional feature called the Urination Session of the Week. So that's what we're going to do now. We're going to have a Urination Session of the Week. It's going to be absolutely fucking fantastic, because I've been drinking coffee. I've been drinking coffee by pouring it into my mouth and allowing it to flow down into my stomach. Now, I don't know if the pouring it into your mouth part constitutes drinking it. And if I were to pour it into my mouth and then spit it out, could I still say that I had drunk coffee? Or does it have to reach your stomach before that you can say that you've drunk it? I don't know. For example, I could have one of those little gadgets in my throat that allows you to speak if you have some sort of a disease in your vocal cord, little valve. And if I poured the coffee in through my mouth and left that valve open, and the coffee came out through the valve, would that mean that I had drunk the coffee? Or would it mean that the device was connected to the wrong pipe? Because it's supposed to be connected to the air pipe, not the food and coffee pipe. Or maybe the coffee had gone down the wrong way and then come out through the windpipe thing. I don't know. It's an interesting question, you have to admit. But I don't have access to Wikipedia at the moment, despite us being in the portable internet age. I'm holding my recording device in one hand, and I'm holding the toilet seat up in the other hand, because it won't stay up. And my third hand isn't an appropriate hand to use for going on the internet. Well, it's for going. If I went on the internet, then that would probably cause an electric shock, and I might destroy the device that I was going on. So I won't go on that. I'll go on the toilet, or into the toilet. Anyway, Urination Session of the Week. Take one. Here we go. I'll just stuff. Are we still recording? I think we are. I don't know. I can't hear my... Why can't I hear myself? That's a bit worrying. I can hear myself through my... Well, I can hear myself here in the outside world. But I can't hear myself through the device. That's not normal. Why can't I hear myself? I'll just carry on regardless anyway and we'll sort it out later. If necessary, I'll re-record this segment. In fact, maybe I have already, from your point of view. Maybe you're listening to the re-recorded version of this segment, in which case you'd wonder why am I recreating the technical problems that went wrong and destroyed the first take of this segment. That's an interesting question. I'm probably going to have to drink more coffee now. Anyway, we'll go ahead. Anyway, I appear to be about to urinate, so I'll just count myself down so that I can concentrate. 10, 9, 8, here we go. I don't need to continue counting now because the numbers have served their purpose and allowed me to concentrate on the task in hand. Now, I have to say that's very refreshing. I'm emptying my bladder at a reasonable rate. I'd like to be able to do it faster and with full force, because that would produce a louder sound and a more impressive noise for you. Because I want to impress you with my urination sessions. I don't want them to just be bog standard. I want this to be a premium podcast, even though I don't charge you for it. I want the quality to be premium. I want everything right down to the pissing to be of premium quality. Unfortunately, that's not happening today. But rest assured, my bladder has been emptied. Or we're nearly there anyway. I think there's a bit more to go. Let's see. There you go. That's done. So there you go. That was the urination session of the week.
You can now download into your head direct to your iPhone without a computer. All recent and future shows are now under 10 megabytes, so you can even grab them through the cellular electro internet work without having to steal Wi-Fi. Need help? Like all of us, visit how to listen section of intoyourhead.com. Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.